بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا زدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, He brought us back here. Alhamdulillah for our dars of the tafsir of the Quran, mainly the du'as of the Quran that we've been speaking about for this entire month. Alhamdulillah. We learned many du'as. Yesterday we had to go through the i'tikaf rulings and related masail, so that's why we weren't able to have a class yesterday. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we're going to pick up inshallah ta'ala. One of the last du'as that we covered was actually about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayhi min khairin faqir. Oh Allah, I am in need of whatever you send down. And we talked about how a person, by making that du'a, whatever dunya we worldly needs, Allah that will fulfill it for them. And we showed that because when Musa made that dua underneath the tree in the area of Madian, where he was in his land or anything, Allah, by the blessing of that dua, gave him a house, gave him a job, gave him a wife, mashallah. And also his wife also, alhamdulillah, she was able to bear a child as well, right? I was thinking about it because I said, I only looked on the first page, right? We flipped the page, Musa's wife is now expecting, and he actually goes, gets prophethood, becomes a Nabi afterwards. So I said, subhanAllah, the dua is actually more profound. And actually, the part that we're going to pick up today is actually where Musa alayhi salam left off from there. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, after going to Mount Tur, because he's heading back now to Egypt, right, with his wife and everything. It's been like 8 years or 10 years, depending on how long the mahr was, right? And after that time, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he leaves his wife there and he says to his wife, Umkuthu, remain here, right? Inni anastu nara, because now it's becoming nighttime. So he has to look for something to make sure to light up the night so that way she can stay warm. And secondly, they can have some guide or something to be able to identify where they are, right? So Musa alayhi salam, he's looking, he's trying to find any trees or anything like that. He's been a shepherd for some time. So he can find whichever tree he needs. He can make a fire from it, whatever he can do. But he's not finding anything, right? So on this mountain, while he's traversing through it, it's becoming darker and darker. Now he's becoming worried. So now when he's with his wife, he goes and says, Ya wife, inni anastu nara. He looks in the distance and he sees a flame. He says, oh my wife, I see a fire. It seems, Anastu in Arabic means uns. It seems very familiar to me. Like, I know this fire. All right. So then he says this and he tells his wife, you wait, I'll go get there. Maybe I can get like a spark from there, or maybe, inshallah, I can get some guidance from there. And beautiful, profound words he uses, right? Maybe I'll get a spark, or maybe I'll get some guidance. Little did he know that he's going to get unbelievable guidance from there, and the spark is going to light up the flame of Iman in his heart forever. Right? This is the type of thing that Musa is going towards. So having said that, when he goes and he gets to the fire, now he sees that the environment is completely different. Allah describes in a beautiful way in the Quran. Allah says the entire area around the flame was immersed in barakah. It was an area which is immersed in barakah. And it's mentioned in the Quran, Janib al-Tur al-Ayman, the blessed right side of the Mount Tur, that Musa has met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. Right, and that fire again is described in a beautiful way, a beautiful form. I don't want to get into it right now. I know, mashallah, it's a beautiful part of the story. But we'll have our stories of the Quran where I'll go into detail about this, inshallah. The thing is that while he's there, he sees that the area, it's cool, yet it's warm at the same time. The environment just seems very mu'tadil, very balanced. And the whole area is not covered in darkness. There's no speck of dark there. How could it ever be? This fire is not the normal fire. This is a nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? How could there ever be any darkness with Allah's nur? So having said that, he comes near there. And then the fire starts to speak to him. Starts to say, Ya Musa, inni an Allah. Oh, Musa, I am Allah, right? Meaning Allah that is manifesting, is what we call tajalliyat in Arabic. Allah that manifests through the fire to speak to Musa alayhi salam. Obviously Allah does not the fire. Allah speaks through communication these ways, right? So keeping this in mind, Musa alayhi salam speaks and he talks to Allah ta'ala. Allah that speaks to him. And then Allah that tells him, Musa, I am Allah, you have to worship me, praise Salah, the day of judgment is coming, and Musa, what is in your right hand, right? And then Musa, he says, my staff, and he starts to talk this long conversation, right? And he says, oh Allah, I use the staff, I hit like the trees, and then the leaves fall down, and then, you know, and he starts to tell him that I keep my sheep together with this staff. You know, subhanAllah, things that you and I would think are very meaningless, and maybe you shouldn't talk to God, maybe you should not talk to Allah about these things. But the reminder from Allah Ta'ala is this, that no matter what you talk to Allah Ta'ala about, Allah Ta'ala loves to listen to you. You know, subhanAllah, I tell you, Allahu Akbar, people pay psychologists hundreds of dollars to speak to them. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I am free of charge, just talk to me, and I will listen. So Allah Ta'ala, the whole, this Musa's talking is actually recorded in the Quran.
Allah said, I loved it so much what he was saying, I put it in the Quran. So afterwards, Allah says, that's nice, Musa. Alqiha, throw the staff down, please. So throw down the staff, Musa. So Musa throws it down. When he throws it down, it becomes a moving, slithering python and snake that's just going. Musa alayhi salam, he walla musta mudbira, right? He ran away, complete turning his back. He ran and ran as fast as he could. Allah says, Musa, la takhaf, don't be afraid, Musa, come back. Inni la yakhafu ladayya al-mursalun. Messengers, don't be afraid in front of me. This is not the way. So he said, oh Allah, then he said, Allah continues with this conversation. So Musa, put your hand underneath your arm, and when you put it underneath there, it will shine brighter than the sun, right? It'll come out shining brighter than the sun. There are two signs Allah gave Musa alayhi salam. One is the staff will turn into a snake, and the other one, which is the hand, which is shining, which is brighter than the sun, right? And these are two important things in Egyptian mythology. They used to believe that the sun, the snake, was the guardian for the pharaoh. And so when Musa, he makes a snake from his own staff, he shows them that this is not your guardian, rather this is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, they believe that the sun was the greatest of all like gods. It was the god in the sky. So Musa brings it into his hand, he shows this is also creation of Allah Ta'ala. So these are profound things. Allah Ta'ala gave it to him for what? نُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى. Allah Ta'ala said, now Musa, go to Fir'aun. He has become a transgressor. He's become way overboard, Musa alayhi salam, right? When Allah Ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam this, Musa alayhi salam becomes overwhelmed. Right? This is the thing, right? It's already becoming, imagine this, right? He came out to look for a fire for his wife and for his child that's going to be born soon. He's worried about them. And subhanAllah, he came out for such a, I want to say this is a Mubarak and blessed effort that he came out for. When you go out to take care of your family, someone said, subhanAllah, I only gave sadaqah and I only gave gifts to my mom and dad this Ramadan. I didn't do much for anyone else. I said, both barakam kya, right? You did such an amazing thing. You have no idea. To take care of your parents is such a great, amazing thing in Islam. Okay, when someone said that they only gave to their family members, I said, what else do you want? SubhanAllah, if everyone took care of their own family, we'd have no poverty anymore, subhanAllah. But this is the reason, right? We're not very much generous. May Allah grant us generosity. So keeping this in mind, Musa came out for a very important khidmah. He wanted to take care of his family, his wife, and his child that's going to be born. And thereafter, Allah grants him this amazing thing. He's become overwhelmed. This is a big burden, right? Many of us feel similar things, right? Oh, there's a big interview coming. Oh, rishtadari hota, right? I have to get married, right? Oh, maybe the child's going to be born. A delivery is going to happen, right? Will I get the job or not, right? There's so many worries and concerns a person has. So Musa alayhi salam, mashallah, he cements and puts down a beautiful dua for all of us. Qala rabbi shrahli sadri. Ya Allah, please expand my chest. It's become too tight right now. I can't breathe right now. I'm suffocating, Ya Allah. There's too much pressure right now. Ya Allah, there's too much pressure. Rabbi shrahli sadri, right? This is the thing, right? When you make this dua, you're asking Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, the heart that you have in my chest is too much right now. I feel too much pressure. I feel like I'm going to be suffocating. I'm going to die from this pressure. Rabbi shrahli sadri, Allah, expand my chest. Allah Ta'ala, make it big enough so I can breathe again. I can feel comfortable again. I can feel happy again. I feel joyous, right? When a person has, mashallah, shadr sadr in Arabic, right? When you have a large chest, what that means is that, mashallah, you can walk around comfortably. You can move comfortably. Physically, you're at your best, right? Why is it that when your person gets older, right? What happens when they get older? They shrink, right? And when you shrink, right, then the chest becomes tighter. And this tightness is what causes people to have breathing problems, complications. Allah, keep me young, keep me fit, keep me healthy. Rabbi shahri sadri. It's a beautiful dua for your dunya and your akhirah, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, and then what happens? وَيَسِّلِّي أَمْرِي. Allah, make the inside, make it, you know, expand it so that way I feel good. I don't feel, you know, worried anymore. وَيَسِّلِّي أَمْرِي. And the thing that I have to do outside, Allah, make that easy too. So Allah, make the chest easy on me. And Ya Allah, whatever job I have, make that easy. So in other words, Ya Allah, when I give the interview, make the words easy coming out for me and make the interviewer loving whatever I have to say. Right? If I got to get married, she has to love me. No other way around it, right? Make the matter easy for me. Make the condition easy for me. Whatever hal you're in, wherever you are, make the second part of this dua. Allah will make that easy for you. Rabbi shahli sadiri wa yassiri amri. Musa says, Ya Allah, I'm going to go to walk into Fir'aun. I want to see the entire qawm of Fir'aun submit to me. This is what I want to see. And this is the amazing thing that it happened, right? In a very beautiful way. وَيَسِّدْلِ أَمْنِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْتَةً مِّن لِسَانِي. Oh Allah, there is a knot on my tongue. The ulama describe, they quote from the Israeliyat, from the Israeli narrations, that Musa alayhi salam, when he was young, He had put like a flame in his mouth or a little ember in his mouth, and it burnt his tongue. Because of that, he couldn't speak clearly, right? They say about this. Wallahu a'lam about the reality of it. They said that he had a uqda. He had a knot on his tongue. Physically speaking, he might have a knot on his tongue. And also emotionally, psychologically speaking, people, when they feel like they're nervous, they can't speak, right? This is the thing. So Musa alayhi salam is saying something very specific to him, but I think it applies to everyone. That sometimes we come in a situation where we want to say, but we cannot say, right? Keeping this in mind, bear in mind, Musa alayhi salam, even though if he could not speak properly, even then he never stopped him from doing good deeds. Before this, he never had a problem, right? He was doing so much khidmah, so much. So don't worry. Many people say that, oh, I love to go to give dawah, I love to go in jamaat, but I'm not really the guy who can give the bayan. So better trust me, deen wasn't spread on bayans. Okay? Better, deen was spread on dua. People making dua and dawah, going up to people sincerely and genuinely, kindly, and mashallah, making dua to Allah. These are two methods that you can get people to get towards Islam. So keeping this in mind, Musa alayhi salam, he says, Allah removed the knot on my tongue. وَأَحْلُلُ عُقْدَةً يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, so that whoever I speak to, they all can understand my speech. So Musa alayhi salam, obviously is making this dua now. What profundity, what amazingness is in this dua? Is that Musa alayhi salam, he makes this dua, he doesn't realize that when he goes to speak to people who are the furthest from deen, the magicians, the people who are sahirin, they practice black magic and they the masters of black magic. From the barakah of this dua, he says, Allah, unlock the knot on my tongue so they can understand my speech. When Musa alayhi salam is speaking to everyone, Fir'aun is like a shut door. He's not budging. But the magicians are affected by Musa alayhi salam's words. In the Quran, Allah describes how when Musa alayhi salam told them, وَإِلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابٍ. What's wrong with you? Why are you doing magic? You're going to be destroyed. You're going to go to Jahannam, all this stuff. They start to panic. They actually had a mashwara in between, a little tiny consultation. They're like, well, are we doing something wrong here? Like they got worried. And they were so affected by his words, Allahu Akbar, that when he finally threw down his staff, they all became Muslims because of it. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this dua is a dua for getting relief and comfort in life again. If you're having this musibah, and it's also a dua for people, if you're having this musibah in life where you can't seem to find any, itminan anymore, raise your hands and say, Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. It's also a beautiful dua for when you start bayans and speeches, because we know that we can't listen. Whatever I say is whatever I, comes to mind. Whatever Allah puts in the heart, that has a better impact. So you're not leaving the bayan on you. You're saying, Allah, you decide the words. And you, Allah, making me reach the people so the people can understand what I say. So this is a beautiful dua. I recommend everyone, inshallah, to use it. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah ta'ala. I also want to say, please make dua. A lot of our brothers today have started i'tikaf, and some sisters at home as well. May Allah accept them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah to make it whatever hajat they need in this life and the hereafter. Allah to give it to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take care of the children and their family and their parents, Ya Allah. Those who pass away from their families, Ya Allah. Grant them Jannah for those in Allah, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.